Hello.
This is Alan.
It's December 1st. Somebody said this is the first day of summer here in Australia. I am facing the Great Southern Ocean, the South Antarctic Ocean, the ocean off the south coast of Australia. And I am down here on the beach, Gibson Steps, which is just a half a click down the road from the 12 Apostles. Levels are still way high. That noise, that thunderous noise, of course, is the ocean. Check it out. It sounds like a jet engine. I have to keep dropping my levels and hope I can put a lid on this thing. Check. I don't even know what the controllers on this darn phone recorder are. I can't wait for my iPhone. I'm not gonna talk about my friggin' iPhone. I'm here on the south coast of Australia. I am reflecting on life and what it means. I'm just saying how good it feels to be here and alive under brilliant, brilliant sunshine light. It's been, left Melbourne yesterday morning. My friend Jan, who I used to work with at Maricopa and now lives here in Melbourne, drove in and picked me up at the hotel, the Hilton, and we set out across the inland road all the way out to place names here are just interesting mouthfuls, but yeah, it wasn't until we got to the end of the day that we were out at the ocean, actually, and now taking the Great Ocean Road coming back towards Melbourne, which she'd never done. She's lived here for a while, but one of those things where you need a tourist to come to get you out and see things. But you need a lot more time along here, but we're kind of bopping along, hitting the highlights, and I definitely wanted to walk down to the beach here. I am a desert dweller, and I do like my mountains of the southwestern U.S., but I love the beach. I love the beach. I don't know why. I feel a nice, quiet beach. The sound of the waves just makes me feel okay. I don't know if I have anything to reflect on, you know? I'm just in this place of coasting right now. I did my one day of work that paid for the trip here to Australia, which is a sweet deal. And now I got 2 weeks of traveling and visiting about four or five different sets of friends along the way. Hello, Mr. Seagull. Come on over. Join my slice of life. Mr. Seagull. Come here, Mr. Seagull. Let me get your picture, Mr. Seagull. Maybe Mr. Seagull knows that dude in Japan. Mr. Seagull, do you know that dude in Japan? Who my friend Scott Lowe saw. Scott Lowe has this thing for this muscle-bound guy in the black t-shirt. Mr. Seagull, do you know the dude in Japan who my friend Scott Lowe saw? Man, these suckers coming right over to me. I don't have any food for you, Mr. Seagull, and you're not really wearing the black muscle t-shirt with the leather black handbag. The water's not that cold. I would actually venture in a little bit, but it's pretty rough water, not too far. And they do have these damn sharks in Australia. But I did go in just to like get my ankles wet and wasn't paying attention, and this wave came flying up and I came halfway at my knees, so I'm walking around in wet jeans right now. And that's about as reflective as I get. Like I said, I got two more weeks here. And it's good, you know. It's another leg of the Road Odyssey here in a different country. Country the size of the U.S., which would, again, on its own, there goes a tourist helicopter, it's a regular pace. On its own would take 5 or 6 months, probably more, because I don't know it, and I don't know people here in places like Garamundi and Farmoush and Wawa Wawa Barjunga and Gumbo or whatever the names are. Take a lot more for me to tour around Australia, and it's not that I'm tired of the travel. I'm also a little bit eager for some of the things waiting for me when I get back home. Include another trip to Canada for the holidays. and then beyond, the stuff that's going to happen in 2012, the year of the, you know, Mayan calendar destruction, the year for me to figure out what I'm going to be when I grow up. So Scott Lowe, you know, you may be finishing your reflection. I think I need to be just beginning, and I haven't really got the rhythm of this everyday audio, and it's impressive. Having done one episode, I have another one recorded, which I haven't put together yet. And part of doing Slices of Life is just berating yourself for what it takes to put together the audio, and then have to listen to it. Maybe a good point is not to talk so freaking much. You don't have so freaking much to listen to and reflect upon, but that's backwards too. But, you know, I think I just need to be starting this. And I'm looking for something, a vehicle, a creative outlet. Oh, here comes the sunshine again. I'm going to pick up and walk a little bit. I've been sitting on this giant piece of driftwood. I'm at the base of the cliffs of the Great Ocean Road. This place, Gibson Steps, is a place where you can walk down. Made a big deal about it. It was only, I don't know, a couple, it looks like 300 feet. That is about the depth that my iPhone fell off a canyon in Tennessee. That is exactly the depth. And so it wasn't really that big a deal to come down here. The tourist stop at the 12 Apostles was probably the most crowded. Every place else that we stopped, there's hardly anybody around. And here there's just a lot more tourists, of course. I'm not going to characterize people who take lots of pictures at national parks, but I was one of them. Light was pretty good. Morning probably would have been a little bit better to catch the rocks to the west. And I think I am now at the easternmost apostle. There have been some deflation. There's no longer 12. It says there's 8. There might be a new one forming, but apostles are kind of hard to come by, I guess. I don't know anything about friggin' apostles. What are apostles? Maybe that'll be the theme. I like the way Scott Lowe picks his themes out of his slices, because they're not always the major topic. It's just some element that gets pulled out as his title or the funny picture that he chooses. Scott Lowe, you're like my hero, man. Getting into this hero worship. And it just feels like an unusual place, because I've had this schedule for the last 5 months of places I wanted to get to, and that kind of another box. Look, here's a piece of debris. Plastic end cap from some sort of drainage pipe. I've had this schedule that kind of drove my activities and set the pace. And now on this trip, I kind of have a schedule too. I definitely have to be in certain places, catch flights, etc. Because, you know, messing that up just doesn't do anything for the plan. And but also feels a little more unknown. Everything else has sort of been going along with the plan of what I want to do on that trip, and the trip is over. I mean, really, what I set out to do kind of happened, and now it's kind of figure out what's the next thing. The weird thing is, the plan all along was to be on that trip, and that would help me figure it out. Oh, here's a nice dead raven. Ooh, smelly. Maybe that's an omen. But now, that answer hasn't really come, hasn't really revealed itself as the thing I want to be doing. I do have a quasi-plan. And I'm waiting for some other things to fall in line to make that happen. Oh, look, there's a little apostle behind that apostle. I just found an apostle. And So usually that sense of not knowing, not having a direction of what I'm going to be doing, yeah, it kind of sets me, not off, but sometimes I feel like I just get out of sync, or just feel like I'm not really productive. How can I talk about being productive when I have no job? What do I have to be productive on? I mean, I'm only responsible to me. I'm gonna fuck off if I can. And I will, damn it. So, the reflection is, I don't know what the hell I'm reflecting on, but I'm here along the Great Ocean Road. I'm on the beach. The sun is shining. I'm getting to spend a day taking pictures. It's all good. So with that, I'll catch you on the flip side.